Welcome to another inspirational My Church podcast. We hope that this message will bless and encourage you. To find out more about My Church, including locations and service times, please visit livelove.ca.
Now listen, tonight in this service, I just got something that's stirring in my heart, and we'll do our best to get it across to you. I want to talk about putting an end to endings. There's so many people that have something die in their life and they never get over it. And this is such a powerful thing. It really helped me in my life years ago when I came up and I understood one thing. God is not into second chances. God doesn't give you a second chance. Religion does. Well, you stuffed up. You've messed up or something's gone wrong in your life. We'll give you another chance, but we'll be watching you. You better do better next time. God doesn't do that. God is not into second chances. He's into new beginnings. And so when something dies or ends in your life, God will come along and give you a new beginning. So that you can start again. And it changes everything. I've got a scripture here. Jesus is the God of beginnings and new beginnings. How many of you know the devil cannot create or initiate anything? He can't. God is the creator and initiator of all things. From him flows every good thing. He's the author and he's the source of all life. All the devil can do is destroy that. He comes to your life to try and put an end to life and blessing and favor and health and living a good life. The devil can only bring, and John 10:10 says, the devil comes to steal, kill and destroy. It's all he can do. And if people on planet Earth realized how simple this whole deal is, they'd soon reject that and say, I want to side with Jesus Christ. He's the author of life, and even if stuff happens to me, and there are people here tonight, stuff has happened to that has caused you to die in some area of your life, and you need to come to Jesus and let him put an end to that ending so he can give you a new beginning. It's so powerful and so important. This scripture we've got is found in the Bible in Colossians. Colossians 1 verse 2, listen to what it says. And he, Jesus, is the head over the body, his people, the church who is the beginning, he's the beginning of everything, and the firstborn from the dead. That's the new beginning. When something dies, he not only began a good thing, but if something happens, you stuff up, someone hurts you, you know, stuff doesn't work out and some area of your life dies, he is also the firstborn from the dead to give you a new beginning. It's incredibly powerful. And the truth is we all in life go through stuff that doesn't work out. You know, I've received Jesus into my life. I've got he's created in me his spiritual life, but there have been things that have happened in my journey that have died in my life. And if I didn't know and have faith that I can turn to Jesus, and even stuff that I've done that I've been stupid and messed up, now that I know I can come back to the new beginning and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. He says, that's okay. I'm going to forgive you, cleanse you, and give you a new beginning so you can get on and live life. How cool is that? The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he can do. He's the God of endings and loss. That's what the devil is. He's the God of endings. You need to realize that he is hell-bent on bringing endings into your life in every area. And he can only still kill, destroy. Devil's role is to bring endings. And then the story of the death of my son Andrew in 2003. And I've shared across the day that this was quite an event in our life. But my 27-year-old son in 2003, he went for treatment and everything else. We prayed our hearts out from the end of January through to September. And he died, in fact, Father's Day in Australia is the first Sunday of September. And he died one day either side of that. So his anniversary was last week. And so it's 14 years, I think, but who's counting? But so Andrew, our son, died, and we went through a whole lot of stuff over that. Our kid dies before us. And so we went through all the stuff about, and I think the next slide talks about it. No, it doesn't. But when something bad happens, or a mistake, or you get, you know, whatever, like the death of our son, the Bible talks of two things happening in your life. One is sorrow. When something bad happens, you're impacted by that bad thing, and it brings sadness and sorrow. So when Andrew died, it really impacted us. Our son has died. And so we felt sorrow. You know, you may be raped. You may be, you know, domestic abuse. You may have lost your business. But something happens and sorrow comes into your life. Something died. It's an ending that brings sorrow. But the Bible talks of two things, sorrow and mourning. See, sorrow is the impact of what happened, but mourning is the implication of what it means going on further. So we were very sorry when Andrew died, and sorrow hit us big time. But then as we went on, the implications of his death, he was my golf buddy, my son, very competitive, and so was I. And so the implications of that event meant I would no longer be able to play golf with him. Then that sets in as mourning. And some people let mourning go the rest of their life. Wow. Hear what I'm saying? Yeah. I talk to people all the time that were brutalized or abused or ripped off or, you know, even worse. And bad things happen to people. But you've got to learn how to start a new beginning. Yeah. You can't do without that without God's help. Yeah. Jesus is the God of first beginnings of life, but then new beginnings. He'll raise you from the dead. He'll raise you from an ending. And some of you here tonight, I'm talking to you. I don't know why this is message, but I know it's for some people here tonight. God wants to end the endings in your life. And so we had to go to God and say, you know, the Bible promises sorrow and mourning shall flee away when you put your faith in Jesus Christ. And so we had to learn how to do that and come to God and say, we need your help. We don't want to be, you know, afflicted with sorrow and particularly mourning. I'm amazed how many people mourn things that happened and they live a bent life. It just, you know, that's the devil's plan. Stop you living on top. And so we had to deal with that. And, you know, people say, how'd you get over Andrew dying? I say, well, we went through all of the tears and the grief and the sorrow and the mourning, but we just knew that he died, but we didn't. And Jesus said, I'll give you a new beginning. You can live, your best years can be from now on. And so Mary and I refuse to live in the shadow of death because we've been given a new beginning. Now we help people all over the world come through sorrow and mourning. It's in that book that we have there. Now there's a story in the Bible that really gets to me. And it's the story of a city in the Bible And it's in Luke chapter 7. I think they've got it. And this whole account of Jesus going to this city is only mentioned once in the Bible. And it's so powerful. It's in the shivers. I can't read that. What the heck is that? Yeah. Anyway, someone, I think the media people are on something. No, they're brilliant. They have done, all day they've done brilliantly, so I'm really thankful. But there's this little town called Nain, N-A-I-N, in the Bible, only mentioned in Luke 7. And it's quite an unusual account because in that town, it's like it was under a cloud or a curse, this town. And we find in that town the seven forms of death that Jesus dealt with in that town. And we're going to go through them. And so there's something weird about this place. And so Jesus is coming up to this little town, Nain, and a dead guy, a widow's son, comes out in a funeral procession. And I think the devil's saying, I've got my grip on this town. You think you're coming in here, Jesus. I'm going to bring the ultimate death and confront you with that and see what you can do. It's a brilliant story. And the story is that Jesus raised this young man from the dead and conquered there. And then seven forms of death in that little town he dealt with. And here they are. Let's have a look. Death is the first one that Jesus had to deal with, which is the end of created life. Yeah. Devil said, if you can do this one, give it your best shot. Well, Jesus just raised him from the dead. Yeah. The second form of death, there's seven endings. Death is an ending. The second one is destruction, right, which is the end of your inheritance. This young man was the wage earner, the provider for mum and him. And so when he died, destruction came in, no further income. I meet people all the time that have had an ending. They've lost their business. They've lost their job. That's the devil's work, to put an ending to your prosperity. That's not the promise of God. And every one of you here, Jesus came to put an end to endings. And the second one, destruction, the loss of your inheritance and income. And not only your income, but your inheritance. This guy dies and loses any inheritance there was for him. I want you to hear me tonight. There are inheritances stored up for you all over this place that are being held back. And it's like it's an ending. You'll never get it. I want to tell you something. Jesus came to put an end to endings. You watch. You watch in the... Because I want to speak faith into your life tonight. That withholding of your inheritance is going to stop. God's going to unlock that. Bring it into your life. Because it's right on time. Some of you will be amazed at what God does. Because you dare to stand up and say, Jesus, you can put an end to this ending. Yeah. And give me a brand new beginning with an inheritance. The third one, death, destruction, division, or divorce, is an end. So many people go through the trauma of divorce or family division, the loss of relationship, the end of a relationship, and they mourn that, you know, that I must be second rate or whatever else, and they go through sorrow and mourning for whatever period. I want to tell you, Jesus has come to put an end to that ending. He'll give you a new beginning, and not as a second rate person. That's the point. It's not like, oh, you can marry again and we'll give you a second chance, but you better make this one work. That's humanity. Jesus said, I know you're an idiot, but well, He doesn't quite say that, but he thinks, no, he doesn't. Listen to me. Before God created you, he knew you would be dumb. Seriously. And yet he still loves you. He still calls you. He sent Jesus to die for you. He wants to give you new life. And you're still dumb. This is the point. We're human. And so Jesus comes along and says, okay, your marriage ended. I'm not going to give you a second chance. I'm going to give you a brand new beginning. And you start as though it never happened. That's a new beginning. In every area of your life. Well, I stuffed up in business. You know, I made mistakes. No, just yield to Jesus and give him your life. And he said, I'll give you a new beginning. Go again. That's the whole power of this. So division, this son was being divided from his mother. It was an ending, no more relationship. And then disease is the other thing that contributed to this awful situation. Disease is the end of wholeness. Please listen to me. And I think it's very important. And it's not being judgmental, but some people too quickly accept your physical lot in life. Instead of leaning toward the Lord and saying, God, we're going to believe for this ending, this physical infirmity, this lack of health and wholeness, you can put an end to endings. Otherwise, what's our faith all about? And I would encourage every person, while you've got breath still in your lungs, you believe for that to be ended and a new beginning of health and wholeness be your portion. Because that's what Jesus is all about. And so we move on in Luke chapter 7, the next one. Jesus finishes raising this young guy to life again, deals with four forms of death, four endings. And then after he's finished, John the Baptist in the Bible, he's in prison. He sent some of his disciples, John the Baptist, go and check out Jesus. John had got a bit discouraged and, you know, he said, I'm not sure this is for real. Go and ask Jesus if he's really the Messiah. So these guys had been watching all this happen and they come to Jesus and they say, John wants to know whether you're truly the one. Jesus said, tell him the miracles and everything else. John was suffering from discouragement, which is the end of vision, the end of dreams, the end of hope. And he was clawing at anything. Go and find out if you think he's real. And so the fifth ending we're dealing with is discouragement. I tell you, I'm amazed how many people are sliding because of discouragement into a pit. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord and he can bring an end to that ending. He doesn't want you to live depressed. He doesn't want you to live discouraged. And I think we all go through seasons in life where stuff gets to us. But you've got to learn how to call on the name of the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, put an end to this loss, this ending, this death in my life and bring a new beginning. Give me joy and hope again and overcome this ending, the end of vision. John the Baptist. Then the last story, in this little town of Nain, so we're up to five endings and there's two more. This woman, she's not a dead woman. Did I put that? I must have. Heavens. Well, she had died on the inside. She'd been a naughty girl. The Bible says she was a sinful woman, prostitute, harlot, whatever they call them. And so she comes to Jesus and says she's so desperate for help. This is the sixth form, and it's defilement or the end of purity. I'm amazed how many people struggle with this in their life. Do you know there's very few people that get to marriage that haven't been impure? And yet the church is the redemptive house of worship. And so we have to provide an end to that loss in Jesus' name. I don't care what your sexual situation is. I don't care. Well, I do care. But you have to let Jesus bring a new beginning. That's the miracle of new birth. Don't bring all your, well, I'm into this or I'm into that or this happened to me and I was, you know. I was talking to a young lady in one of the Hillsong churches who had been brutally gang raped. Just devastating. And she'd come through it, but the family couldn't get over it. It just changes everything. It was awful. And they pour out their heart. And this truth I shared with them, I said, you've got to put an end to the end of purity and the end of all that stuff. You've got to let Jesus put an end to it. That's what he does. And we talked for a while and tears and everything else. I said, otherwise you will have sorrow and mourning the rest of your life. Or even as time goes on, you'll always feel second rate. And that's such a curse. You do not have to live as a second rate person, ever. Because when Jesus comes and he gives you a new beginning, it's like brand new life. In any area of ending and death. And this one, this sixth one here, the end of purity, defilement, however that's happened to you, don't justify or legitimize or say, it's just part of my life. No, come and put an end to an ending. Let Jesus lift you up. And the last thing that happened, this woman, everyone else in the crowd said, how can you even talk to this woman? She's so dishonorable. She's unclean. And the seventh ending is disgrace, the loss of honor. I can't believe it's almost epidemic. The loss of people feeling valued and honored. I want every one of you to walk out of here feeling uniquely valued by God. And you say, well, this happened and I'm like this. No, no, put an end to that. And let God give you a brand new beginning. Raise you up with brand new life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, I love this. Sorrow and mourning. We've done that. Come from endings. Yeah, keep going. Yeah, I've done all that. Yeah, keep going. Sorrow comes from the introduction of an ending. Keep going. I can't believe I wrote all this. What? Oh, thank you. I just feel, in my heart tonight, this is sort of a bit of a serious focus. I feel like there are people here that genuinely have suffered an ending in your life. You don't have to be old for that. You could grow up as a kid in a family that literally kills your hope, treats you like less than honorable. I have kids all the time say to me that, you know, they're going through life and they say, I just grew up not valued. Something died. The end of honor. And there's so much God wants to do in your life to end that ending. Do you know when Jesus hung on the cross, just before he died, he yelled out, he said, it is finished. I've put an end to endings. I love that. And when he rose from the dead, he broke the power of sin and death so that endings could no longer be a prison for you. You don't have to live in a prison of dead things. Well, that died in my life. I didn't do this and that happened and they did this to me. No, when Jesus rose from the dead, it was finished. He broke their power and he unlocked the prison doors. And it says he led captivity captive. He took them with him into heaven. And I just know tonight there are people here that desperately want God to end an ending. May not be a young person, maybe an older person, but you feel like tonight Holy Spirit's speaking to you right now. We can start a brand new beginning for you. May change your marriage. May change your career path. It may change your family unit. It may unlock an inheritance for you. It may bring such a sense of freedom to your life like you've never had before. And start a new beginning and walk with Jesus Christ into all he has for you. Can you say amen?
Thank you for joining us today. To find out more about My Church, including locations and service times, visit our website. And if you'd like to support the ministry of My Church financially, you can do so by following the giving link at livelove.ca. Thank you for partnering with us. We pray this message has blessed and encouraged you.